Accelerate Alaska, exploring the economic opportunities to unlock a greater future. This podcast sponsored by FinePoint. Don't let advances in marketing technology get ahead of you. Get a free marketing analysis on your digital marketing efforts. Go to finept.com. That's finept.com.
Advanced manufacturing, when we look at it, we're helping communities adopt new technology.
20 years from now, are we still going to be getting stuff from Amazon? Dominic Gianta believes that the future is in 3D printing, and he is teaching 8th graders in Alaska to make airplanes and Iron Man suits so that they are prepared for a future that is only limited by their imagination. We join him on stage during the education track.
When we look at the future, I really see digital fabrication and advanced manufacturing as part of that. For advanced manufacturing, when we look at it, we're helping communities adopt new technology. And so if we look at advanced manufacturing is affecting every business sector in the economy, from healthcare to aerospace, from commercial logging and fishing. And when I show this image, there's always computers and there's always these giant robots, and everybody looks and starts rolling their eyes in the back of their heads, because we're not going to see this kind of equipment in Alaska for a long time. What we are going to see is the next slide, which is advanced manufacturing, this new idea of the digital economy, the digital revolution. And this is 3D printing, CNC milling, precision cutting, and it's all being powered by computer-aided design, automation, and programming. The challenge is that it's shifting the workforce demand. So what automation is creating new jobs but completely destroying others, and technology is changing what skills are needed by 21st century employers. The biggest challenge, and I think everybody here can attest to it, is K-12 education struggles to keep up. So the question is, what do 21st century jobs look like? I wish I had an answer for that, but I can show you what's being done. So this is a video from YouTube, and I'm not sure if it'll be able to play from our slides. Let's see. We'll go back to a slide. So I don't think that video will show, but this is the new carbon printer. It actually functions so fast that it will literally catch fire from the liquid polymers hardening. What you see here is they're actually 3D printing a shoe. So normally you talk about aerospace, you talk about all these cars and all this cool manufacturing. Adidas is now making shoes with it, and one of these slides actually has their factory. It is literally 10 3D printers all in a row printing out these shoes. When I usually talk to students, and this is one of the slides we go through, I ask them, well, do they even need to be printing shoes? I mean, they can literally print anything in these machines. And so it's really cool, and why I'm very passionate about bringing this to Alaska is if we had one of these machines here, all we need to do is email the files. In fact, in 2014, they blasted a 3D printer up to the space station, not because it's cool, but because the shipping costs to get things up there are so expensive, which is not unlike our villages here in Alaska. So when I go to this slide, I usually show this next one. And it's really cool because you got Jordan has his shoe, Kobe Bryant's got his, Ball's got his, and now I've got my shoe because it's 3D printing. We'll go to the next slide. So this is what we're at with our factory. So I took education, the factory matrix. I love showing this slide. This is our 2019 classroom. This is our 1919 classroom or 2019 classroom. This is our 1919 factory. This is our 2019 factory. We can see a drastic difference between our manufacturing side. Our classrooms are struggling to keep up. And so this is where IDEA fits in. So my company works with schools and universities to convert classrooms into CT labs. So think of it as like the 21st century shop class. We now add 3D printing, CNC milling, all this new technology to existing shop classes. And this is what it looks like. So we have innovation labs, teacher training, and curriculum. It's kind of nice being up here. This is the first time I've never had to raise capital. So I'm kind of just like, all right, let's fly through these slides and show you what it looks like. So the next slide will show you some of the equipment that we place in. So these are our 3D printers. These are our MakerBot printers. Each one of our middle school classrooms here in Anchorage has three of these units. What I love about these units is they're very versatile. They're very precision. But yet, during the last earthquake, in November, we had one fall off the shelf and hit the floor. We picked it up, plugged it right in, and the fire's right up. I know we're running against a time, so I'll fly through some of these slides. Each one of our labs have a CNC mill and a laser cutter for precision cutting. So those are the cool equipment. We'll skip to the next slide. And these are what our labs look like. So we'll show this is our laser cutter room and our high school labs. This is one of our universities, now has 3D printing in a computer lab. Our next one shows all of our CTE classes here in the Anchorage School District. This is the equipment. So this is the cool stuff, and what do we make with it? Let me show you that. Just as advanced manufacturing is customizing our products, we're able to customize our curriculum. And let me show you some of the stuff. One of them is our Alaskan Airmen Association, our airplane. I love this picture because in school, I don't think I've ever been this excited to do anything in my classroom. This child really loved that project. And so we're building airplanes now for one of our projects. And this is our Alaskan bush flyer. Now, this is all 3D designed and cut. Each students are able to make one of these things. And if they do it right, it flies around the room. And this would have been the video that shows it. But it flies around the room using power and some power tools. The next video I really like, oh, here we go. So this is the project. This is Gary Martin, and this is their airplane. Once they design on CAD, if it's done right, it should take off. And it shows lift and different principles of science while they're still building with a career and technical ed. And it's a cool process. Here's the other project that we're working on that's really cool. This is the Iron Man project. This is at a fourth grade level. So they're using CNC machines to mill out the parts, a laser cutter for their body, for the chest plates, and then 3D printed parts and designs. But what's really cool is the programming behind it. So every kid's able to be their own Iron Man. I love that story because Iron Man really didn't have any superhero powers other than just having a really cool suit. And I tell the students, hey, you guys can do that. So let's build a suit. So we'll flip through some of those slides, but these are the students building their Iron Man suits. This is our Craig Berg over at Romig Middle School. He's now, instead of the old, what do you call it, the gravity racers, they use rocket CO2 dragsters, and this is a completely 3D printed rocket engine, dragster the kids designed. What I really like about this picture is you can see how much dust is on that printer, and it's still running good in the classroom. So to wrap things up, the next part of our project is these students now have equipment that is 3D designed so that the same tolerances in their classroom can go to the same tolerances in the next classroom over, the next school over. So we're working on programs where the kids can work with teams from other schools and now build a three-dimensional object from teams throughout the city. But when we go into throughout the state, is my next slide, and then throughout the country. And so when I go to New Orleans a lot, that's where I'm from originally, we're sending files back and forth with over 4,000 miles that students are now working with each other. And so we're now building that kind of pipeline. I have another presentation tomorrow on our exports, and this is going to be very solid because the students that are now learning how to do this in middle school will one day be able to export their 3D files in the near future.
I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you want to see the presentation with slides and visuals, go to accelerateak.com. A big thank you to Dr. Dina Bishop and Kathy Moffitt for putting together the education track. Do you enjoy this podcast? If so, go to accelerateak.com to find out how you can contribute, volunteer, or even bring an Accelerate conference to your town. accelerateak.com. This has been an Accelerate LLC production. The future is already here if you know where to look.